Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have two special guests from the Stone Poets. Woo! Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Scotty J. Scott Jackson, but I call myself Scotty J.
Yes. Scotty J, yeah.
And I'm Sherelle Jardine.
Sherelle Jardine. And tell me, what do you play in the band?
I play guitar and sing, and I play some percussion and harmonica and whatever these guys want me to play.
And I play guitar as well. I also sing, and I play mandolin and whatever they make me do. So right. A little piano on one of the songs that you're going to be hearing in just a minute.
Oh, piano yes. Too. Excellent. Okay, and how did you two meet?
You go ahead, because you're so good at telling that story.
Yeah, so I kind of knew her before, but I was playing in a band, Mark and I, mm-hmm. Sherelle's husband and bandmate. Mm-hmm. He was playing in a rock group that I belong to called The Band in Paris. Ooh. And we were sharing the same bill as Sherelle and her daughter called The Jardines. And Mark was playing keyboards in that band. And so anyway, we were all hanging out backstage. And I had this song kicking around. We call it our original sin. I had this song kicking around called Better. And I don't think I had the title yet, but I had a verse and, I think I did have the title and a chorus. Mm-hmm. And I was always dreamt of this song being a duet. And so I just approached Sherelle and said, hey, what do you think about just, hacking this song out, see what comes of it?
I'm like, oh my God, yes, because I love his voice and I loved him as a performer. So I was like, yes.
And so Mark was... no doubt, he was sitting, kind of just eavesdropping a little bit. And he knew where I lived, and he knew where she lived. And he says, well, hey, I live in Poco, is what he said. And, that's kind of in between, so why don't you guys meet up at my place? Mm. And I said, yeah, sure, it cuts the drive in half or whatever. And so anyway, we got together, and we just started hacking the song around, and then we started... sharing a bunch of ideas that we had, and then we came up with this idea to make this really simplified three-part harmony band that could perform in your living room, which is why our early recordings you're going to hear are very bare bones. It's not fully produced or whatever. It's piano, acoustic guitar, maybe a little synth in there, and three voices.
Excellent.
All melding together.
Yes.
And so that's kind of where we and the song Better, I call it, whenever we play it live, I call it our original sin. And we never recorded that song on the first record. I think we recorded it on the third record for some reason.
On the third record.
But that's the story of Poets and its origins or whatever. And we that was 2010 or 11.
It was 11, and I have to say I was not with Mark at the time.
No,
so
yeah.
So it's his fault.
Yeah.
Then this all started.
Okay.
And that's another story.
Yeah. Right. Well, tell me about the song, I Wish.
Okay, I'm going to let you go again.
Okay, so that song's a real personal song, mm-hmm. And I had written it really close to when we first met, and I was going through some struggles personally. I was having a real go at myself, is mm-hmm. How I describe it. And I kind of go in waves like that. I just recently went through a boat like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's anxiety and whatever. And what happened was I used to go for walks to help regulate my, you know, my neurological system and all that. And I was walking around, and I walked past this church. I believe it was a church or whatever, but it was a group of people all just together laughing and hugging or whatever. And I just remember looking at it and saying, geez, I wish I had that. And then I don't know if it was that night or a couple days later, I went home. Like, I went home that night, and maybe it was the next day, I just picked up my guitar and this song poured out called I Wish. So
right here on CJSF. That was from the album Trippin' on Daisies.
Yes.
Wow. So, yeah, the album name Trippin' on Daisies, were you guys into drugs or something?
I used to be, you know. Yeah. It's from an old acid trip, probably, something, you know, many years ago.
Awesome.
That is great, because I was curious about the name Stone Poets, because I thought, oh, that might be a drug-related thing, too.
Oh, my God. It's so not. Like, no? we get Stone Poets. We get Stone Temple Poets. We get... there's so many crazy things. None of us do drugs.
Oh, okay.
I just got to put that out there now. Right. I did, but that's many, many years
back
ago.
Back in the day. All right.
Back in the day.
Okay, so tell me about Mark. Who's missing here? Yes.
I know, and we wish he could be here, but he's teaching. He teaches at Long and McQuaid, so he's busy doing that tonight. He says to say hello.
Yay.
Yeah, Mark, I should let you, actually, because I'm married to him, and I'm a little biased, but he's a super talented dude.
Yeah. He's a very talented keyboard player. And what I like about his keyboard playing is, like, some guys, some musicians, they think, I don't know, the more notes you play and the more complicated something is, the better it is, mm-hmm. right? And Mark is kind of a minimalist, which is what I really like. So if you want something that's kind of a memorable hook or anything for your song... Any songwriter or anybody recording artist out there is looking to hire musicians, hire this guy, because he comes up with some really creative stuff, really simple, really minimal, but it combined with the rest of the orchestration of songs or whatever, mm-hmm. it can be really powerful.
Yeah, and he's a really good producer as well, so he has a big hand in our sound. Along with Sheldon Zaharko, who's been our producer, co-producer with us over the years for all our recordings.
Mm-hmm. And where are the recordings for the early albums?
You can get them on Spotify, like all the things. They're out there. Yeah, you just gotta go to our website, stonepoets.ca, and you can find everything.
Stonepoets.ca. Yeah. All right, the next song we're gonna play is Carrie. Tell me about this one.
Cool. So that's been kicking around for a long time too, and I believe that. It might be on Angels and Devils or the More Angels and Devils album. I'm not quite sure where it is, but yeah, it's just about a song about everybody coming together and like supporting each other. It's a really basic concept, you know, and that more people should be doing right now in these troubled times.
Your guard and trust in your brother. Carry crashing down. Stop carrying the load alone.
Because the darkness is the only light we see. We feel the burn and we become consumed, wallowing in the doom and gloom. We're all one temple, all made of one stone, just trying to make it on this planet we call home. So why is it so hard to love each other? Come on, come on. We gotta carry each other.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. So you were going to tell me about how the name came about, Stone Poets.
So we kind of tossed a whole bunch of stuff around for quite a, I don't know, it was a little while, maybe a couple of weeks or maybe even a month. I can't remember. It was so long ago. 2011, right?
Mm.
But so Mark Gladstone, right? So we thought, you know, I think it was actually Scott that said, why don't we use Stone?
Gladstone,
and then
okay.
We figured poets because Scott and I write, you know, like 99.9% of the lyrics.
Yes. And then did you guys ever like do, what is it when they do like a poetry readings and stuff? Did you guys ever do that when you were younger? No.
No.
No?
Slam poetry.
No. Yeah, slam poetry.
No. I did slam drinks.
Yeah. Okay.
For a period of time.
So, Scotty J, you do your own music.
Well, yeah, we all.
You all do your own.
Yeah, okay. But Sherelle's got a bunch of solo stuff too. But I got a couple solo albums out and
okay.
So that's where like Mark. That's where I met Mark. Was I needed musicians to go on the road with to deliver those songs live, and he was one of the many that. Joined me. So
excellent.
That's where I met him. He actually agreed to do some pared down acoustic stuff of this stuff or whatever. So this, you're going to play What Are We Waiting For?
What Are We Waiting For? Yo,
that song, yeah. So that's, this song is like kind of the, what would I call it? The, the anchor of the album or whatever. And it's my version of Gather You Rosebuds While You May, the poem by Robert Herrick. And so it's a modern day version of that.
The sun might explode, and the heavens might fall. We'll be left standing, nothing at all. What if those prophets were right? And the four horsemen rode, and the devil gathered all a wandering soul. Today is a lifeboat that we let drift away. In a beautiful blue, I hope I'm there watching right beside you.
And that was from the album Distractions.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Loving it.
Yes. Okay. So I got to go back here. And yes, you were in a band called Head.
I was.
Yes. And I saw you did a little interview with Jeremy from Sleeping Bag Studios. I know him.
Yeah. You know Jer.
I do.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, yes. We love him.
So how do you get to, how did you know him?
Well, he's actually Mark's son.
What?
I know, small world, right?
What?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, so we did photography together, me and Jeremy.
Oh, that's awesome. He's just such a cool dude. And his wife, Becky, too. We love them to death.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah. So tell me about this song from your old band, Head.
Okay, so Head put out two albums, mm-hmm. and it was the coolest band because we were actually different personas. So I was lyric and Mark was stone, which is great. And we started the band. We wrote a bunch of songs. And I really loved it because I could be somebody else, which was awesome at that time period in my life. And we did that from 2015 to 2018, near the end of the year. And that's it. Two albums. And if you love rock, check it out.
Yeah, here's Love Lies on CJSF.
All right.
I want you sleeping. The secrets that you're keeping. You look so peaceful.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. Okay.
Love Lies.
Love Lies, yo. From the album Dear Father. You can look that up on Spotify.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to talk about Human. This is your fifth album.
It is. Yes.
Yes. And it's amazing. I mean, who did the artwork for the cover?
Pamela Windeyer did the artwork. So we had the concept of what we wanted and we talked to her about it. We just wanted the idea of people embracing each other, and she came up with this beautiful, beautiful picture. I mean, we've still got the painting. I don't want to let that go. I'm keeping that original.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, and we're going to play Beauty of It All.
Yes.